其实我们有许文纳牧师为我们传讲神的信息，题目是先知、祭司、王。
And Pastor Philip will bring us God's message for today with the title Prophet, Priest, and King.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Good to see everyone here.
好高兴在这里见到各位。
Let's bow for the prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with a time to come and worship.
多谢天父，你祝福我们有一起敬拜的时间。
Father, may your spirit dwell in us.
天父，祈求你的灵在我们当中。
Draw us close to your throne.
让我们靠近你的宝座。
That we're here to give you all the praise and all the glory.
在这里将一切的颂赞荣耀归于你。
For you are deserving.
因为你配得。
Father, we thank you for allowing us to come.
天父，多谢你容许我们来。
That you've given us this privilege to call you Father.
愿我们有个特权称你为我们阿爸父。
That we receive this wonderful grace and life eternal.
让我们得着你的恩典，永远的生命。
Father, help us to really see how you call us to bear fruit in life.
让我们看到主你怎样呼召我们在生命要结出果子。
And it is a fruit that you will produce in us.
而这个的果子是你使我们生出来。
Father, open our ears to hear your word.
主要帮助我们能够听到你的话语。
Soften our hearts to receive your word.
求你软化我们的心，让我们去接受你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, throughout the Gospel of Mark,
在整本马可福音里面,
we see that Jesus actually is always in control of all the situations.
我们看到耶稣是掌控着每一个的处境。
Everything that happens is there's an imprint of his gracious authority.
每一个的时刻都能够去带出他有恩典的主权。
But God is the one that's in control of all things that are happening to him.
神是掌管着每一件事在他身上所发生的。
Even now as he goes to the cross,
就算现在他将要去到十字架。
It's a road that he has mapped out.
是他预备这条路的。
And we saw in the previous week that Jesus is the one that rode into Jerusalem as the prophesied Messiah.
在上个星期我们看到耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，他是以一个被应许尼赛亚这个身份进城。
He rode in as the Messiah, the King.
他就是这个尼赛亚这个王进城。
But not in pomp and on a stallion.
不是说是一匹骏马之上。
But he rode in a colt.
但是在一个驴子之上。
To show that meekness and the lowliness of heart.
在这里就是彰显了他谦卑柔和的心。
But we have to be careful that meekness should not be misunderstood for weakness.
但是这个谦卑柔和的心不代表他是软弱的。
And a lot of people think that because, you know, in our modern society, oh, you're meek and that means you're weak.
因为在我们现代人的社会，我们就说你是谦卑柔和的，你就是软弱。
But Jesus shows that this is not the case.
但耶稣在这里彰显到事情不是这样的。
And today's passage,
今天的经文,
we're going to see Jesus' actions reveal his authority.
在这里藉着耶稣所行的事迹，我们就是看到耶稣的权柄。
And he reveals his authority in three ways.
他用三个方法去彰显他的权柄。
As a prophet, priest.
首先就是,
as a prophet, priest, and king.
是先知、祭司和君王。
God is the one that sends him here.
是神差遣他来到。
And as we read in Mark 11 verses 12,
在马福音11章的第12节,
that God, Jesus has shows his authority as a prophet of God by the power of his word.
耶稣怎样彰显他是神的先知呢？就是藉着他话语的大能。
And on the following day, when they came from Bethany and entered Jerusalem,He was hungry, and seeing in a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And disciples heard it. And in verse 20, it says, As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots.
十二节，第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么，到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。耶稣对树说：从今天以后，永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。第二十节，早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果连根都枯干了。
Now apparently, on the protected eastern side of Mount of Olives,
咁喺橄榄山嘅东边咧，系备受保护嘅一边。
Because it's protected from the sea and the weather,
因为呢一边咧系唔系面对海嘅，所以咧系冇咁多风暴。
And the fig trees can be seen in leaf in March.
而喺三月嘅时候咧，无花果树咧，你已经可以见到有果子噶啦。
I don't know if anybody grows fig trees.
唔知你哋有冇人系种无花果嘅
？But when fig trees, before the leaves bear, there's usually green, little green fruits or figs that appear before the leaves.
无花果树喺有叶之前咧，就已经结咗果子噶啦。
会
见到好细粒嘅果子。
Actually disappear after a while when the leaves come out。
咁其实咧，当啲叶子要出嚟嘅时候咧，呢一啲嘅果子亦都会消失。
These fruits aren't the real fruits of the fig。
呢一啲嘅果子唔系真正无花果树嘅果子。
But they're fruits nonetheless that are edible。
但系咧，都系可以嚟进食嘅。
Yeah, they may not have tasted very well, but they actually are edible. So you can, you know, if you're hungry, you'll eat it.
或者唔系好好食，但如果你肚饿嘅时候咧，呢啲都可以系食物。
But when Jesus came along and looked for these fruits, they were not there. Even these fruits were not present.
但系当耶稣去到呢一棵无花果嘅时候，连呢一种嘅无花果都冇。
And then he goes on to curse this fig tree.
跟住佢就咒咗呢一棵树。
You're wondering what is happening here?
咁或者你拗晒头啦。
Is Jesus just vindictive and just cursing something because he's angry?
耶稣系咪发嬲啊？所以喺度咒骂呢棵树咧
？Sometimes we'll do that.
或者我哋会咁。
But obviously Jesus doesn't.
当然耶稣唔系咁嘅。
Now this is actually Jesus is teaching again.
其实喺呢度耶稣系教紧一个功课。
He's showing his disciples who are watching closely.
佢呢度要让佢嘅门徒好小心嘅去睇住佢嘅去学一啲。
And he shows them a miracle.
喺呢度其实佢亦都系行咗一个神迹。
The power of his word as a prophet.
就系佢成为佢系呢一位嘅先知，而佢嘅话语系大有大能嘅。
This is the only destructive miracle that actually is recorded.
其实呢一个系唯一有摧毁性嘅奇神迹。是记录下来的。
And the destruction of this fig tree.
就是摧毁了这一棵的树。
It's a prophecy of God's judgment against Jerusalem.
其实这里就是预表了神对以色列国的一个审判。
It's a parable, a metaphor.
其实就是一个暗喻一个的比喻。
To illustrate the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the temple.
在这里就是预言到审判要嚟到耶路撒冷同埋圣殿。
Why？
点解咧
？Because Israel，
因为以色列
，like this fig tree，
就系好似呢个无花果树一样
，they showed outward signs of bearing fruit in the leaves。
呢个无花果树一样，佢哋 ，they have the sign，
they have the sign，
佢哋有呢一个嘅印记系有叶子嘅。
But when those who are approach and who are spiritually hungry,
但是一啲喺属灵上系贫乏嘅人
，they're looking for fruit，
饥渴嘅人
，they're looking for fruit， but there's no fruit to be found。
佢嚟到呢棵树里边去找果子，但系找不着。
And that signals Israel's
呢度就系预表咗以色列
barrenness，
佢哋不结果子
，spiritual fruitlessness。
他们在属灵上是没有果子的。
And what the Bible also reminds us from John 15 is that it's like that vine branch which bore no fruit, no grapes.
就是好像在约翰福音第十五章去提醒我们，这个的葡萄树
And because it doesn't bear fruit, it is only it's meant it'll be thrown into the fire.
而当这个枝子不结果的时候，亦都要丢进火里。
It's a prophetic sign that warns of the judgment and fall of Israel.
这里是预言着以色列的跌倒和以色列的审判。
Because they honor God only with their lips.
因为他只是用纯舌的去敬畏神,
when their hearts are far away from God.
但是他们的心实在是远离神。
That's what it says in Mark 7, 6.
这个就是马福音第七章第六节这样说。
So this is God's judgment of the temple worship.
这个就是神的审判要来到这个圣殿那里。
It looks religious.
因为在外面来看他们的敬拜,
but really bears no fruit.
但是实在来说，他们是不结果子。That
is hypocrisy to the max.
这个就是他们假冒为善去到这个进点。Remember
in Matthew 23, Jesus condemns the Pharisees and the spiritual leaders?
记不记得在马太福音第23章，当耶稣去定这些法利赛人和这些宗教领袖的罪人。Over
and over again, Jesus calls them hypocrites, hypocrites.
一次一次，耶稣话他们是假冒为善的。They're
like whitewashed tombs.
他们就好像粉饰了的坟墓。You
know, it means that they're beautiful on the outside.
意思就是说，外面是美丽的。They're
whitewashed, they're clean.
他们是粉饰过的，他们是洗干净的。But
inside, they're full of dead bones and uncleanness.
但是在里面是充满的什么呢？
And that's Jesus' condemnation about the temple in Israel.
And
Israel is so worried about washing the outside of the cup. But inwardly, they are full of greed and self-indulgence. So Israel, this whole temple operation was nothing but leaves.
所以圣殿他们的运作只是好像这一棵无花果树的叶子。
And Jesus pronounces that condemnation and judgment upon it.
耶稣在这里就是宣告对他们的控诉和审判。
And we all realize that it will be carried out 40 years later.
我们亦都知道在40年之后,
when 70 AD, when actually Rome destroys the Jerusalem temple.
就是在主后的70年，罗马帝国,
and there's never, no temple is made after that. Now this highlights for us
在这里就强调了什么呢?
The immense seriousness of which God takes our spiritual faithfulness.
就是让我们看到神是多严重的去看我们属灵的生活。
You know, to ignore it would be to our own peril.
如果我们不理我们属灵的生命的时候, 这个是我们站于一个大的危机。
We have to realize that God's judgment is real.
我们要知道神的审判是实在的。
It's something that he will happen.
是会发生的。
Something that we must heed.
我们必须要留心。
You know, God has shown a long suffering and patience with Israel.
神对以色列民是很宽容，亦都是很有忍耐。
Because in the Old Testament, we read over and over again that God, Israel will fall into apostasy.
因为在旧约里面，我们一次又一次看到以色列人去怎样的去背叛神。
That they will be faithless and worship idols instead of God. But God would always forgive them and lift them back up and bring another prophet. You know, that's God's judgment. He brings others invading armies to invade them. And that's grace. It helps them to return to God by repenting and turning, asking for forgiveness.
情况底下，他们认罪悔改，回转去神那里。God
restores them.
神又回复他们。
You know, so with the temple that we are that he's talking about here is the third temple that will be destroyed.
在这里, 耶稣讲到的这个的圣殿就是第三个圣殿会被拆毁。
It's always the sin of idolatry.
这个的罪就是拜偶像的罪。
But this sin in the third temple isn't really a sin of worshipping different gods.
但是在这个第三个圣殿里面的罪不是说去敬拜别的神。
But this time it's actually their religion in hypocrisy.
今次就是讲到他们在宗教上的虚假。
The idolatry is actually their own religion.
他们的偶像其实就是他们的宗教。
And what that means is that they're actually seeking a righteousness apart from God. They're seeking it on their own.
意思就是他们不是在神那里寻找公义，而是在自己的身上。
So they think that following their rituals, following their laws, and obeying their rules will make them righteous before God.
他们以为跟着他们自己的仪式或者一些律例就可以自以为善，不是在神那里来到得到。
So instead of following after God, if depending on their own ability to make them righteous.
意思就是他们不是跟随神，在神那里得到这个义，而是靠着自己的力量在神以外的自以为善。
And a lot of times, even us, we try to make ourselves righteous.
很多时候我们都是有同样的做法。
By doing right things.
我们就是想做一些正确的事。
And hopefully that God will forgive us and see us as righteous.
希望神就会赦免我们，看到我们是公义的。
But what Jesus is saying,
Israel, 但是耶稣在这里跟以色列说，
is a fig tree full of leaves.
这个只是一个无花果树，有很多的叶子。
They're barren.
但是是没有结果子。
The righteousness that they seek is not there.
他们所寻找的公义不在那里。
The true fruit of righteousness is nowhere to be found.
公义的果子是在那里找不到。
It's like a cup that looks beautiful on the outside.
就好像一个杯在外面看起来很好看。
You know, but inwardly it's full of coffee stains and grime.
但是里面呢是充满了咖啡的渍，很多的渣子。
You know, it's hard to clean the inside.
很难会洗得干净里面。
You know, I don't know how many of you drink coffee.
不知道我们当中有多少人喝咖啡。
You know, when you drink coffee mug, if you have a mug, the coffee mug.
如果你有一个杯，有一只杯是喝咖啡的。
I suggest you don't buy a nice bright white one.
咁呢你唔好买个白色啦。
You know, it is so hard to clean out the grime inside the coffee cup.
因为你要洗得佢净咧，唔系咁容易噶。
You know, after a while, it doesn't come off.
嗰段时间咧，捽都捽唔甩嘅。
You know, the secret is using some bleach and using some vinegar and some baking soda.
咁你俾啲 tips 你啊，如果你用一啲醋啊或者漂白水咧，你就会洗得甩。
You know, the outside always looks nice.
出边好靓噶。
But inwardly, it's so hard to clean.
但系里边要洗得净，唔系咁容易。
You know, cleaning the inside takes a lot of effort.
你要花一啲努力，你先至洗得干净。
And sometimes it's impossible. We can't do it ourselves.
有时凭住自己力量，我哋做唔到。
Jesus comes to look for spiritual fruit in our lives.
耶稣嚟到要喺我哋生命里边找到属灵嘅果子。
What kind of fruit will he find in your life?
喺你嘅生命里边，耶稣会揾到边一种嘅果子咧？
Is there evidence of fruit?
在你的生命里面，有没有一些的引证你是结了果子呢？
Is God actively working in your life?
耶稣神是不是积极的在你生命里面来到运作的？
And as a Christian,
我们一班的基督徒，
you must bear fruit.
你必定要结果子。
You will bear fruit.
你会结果子。
You know, we've been going through this prayer about the fruit of the Spirit.
我们在会有众祷的时候，公祷的时候，我们是现在是跟着圣灵的果子来祷告。
And it's wonderful.
这个是美好的。
We understand what these true fruits are.
我们要知道这些真正的属灵的果子是什么。
And we're actually growing in spirit and growing in faith and displaying the fruit of righteousness.
在属灵上，在信心上，我们是成长的，而我们也都去看到我们结着这些果子。
We have these fruits of Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
有仁爱、忍耐、仁义、恩慈呢啲嗰啲。
Etc. These are the things that God grows in us.
呢啲就系神喺我哋生命所结嘅果子。
You know, God is the one that actually will produce these fruits in our lives.
系神使我哋生命能够结出呢啲果子。
You know, we can't go around stapling, trying to staple our own fruit into this tree.
我哋唔可以。
Our tree of life.
我哋唔可以去将。一啲嘅果子钉喺我哋属灵嘅生命呢棵树里边。
We can't rely on our own righteousness.
我哋亦都唔可以依靠自己嘅义。
But only the righteousness that comes from Christ.
唯独依靠从主耶稣基督嚟嘅义。
And the second point is Jesus actually comes to show his authority as the high priest of God.
第二点就系当耶稣嚟到呢度嘅时候。佢系要彰显佢系祭司呢个身份嘅权柄。
He comes and cleans the temple.
佢嚟到要清洗圣殿。
So Jesus enters the temple, verse 15.
第十五节，当耶稣进去圣殿嘅时候。
And he begins to drive out those who sold those who bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons.
佢嚟到就系赶出买卖嘅人，佢将呢个找换金钱嘅人嘅桌子亦都。推倒而卖鸭子嘅人嘅凳，佢都赶开。
And he said to them in verse 17, "It is written, is it not written, made in the dead? Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all of the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him. For they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching.
十七十八节咁样讲，便教训他们说：经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿么？你们倒使他成为贼窝了。祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
So apparently, the place that they were. Turned into a marketplace.
佢哋使圣殿成为一个买卖嘅地方。
It was supposed to be the temple was a place on the outside where everyone, all nations can come and pray to God.
圣殿嘅外边系应该万邦都能够嚟到祷告嘅。
But it turned into a marketplace for dishonest gain.
但系成为一个买卖嘅地方，成为一个用不诚实嘅方法。去得到利润嘅地方。
Because there was a lot of money to be gained.
因为有嗰度可以赚大钱。
Because Passover, everybody comes to Jerusalem to the temple to offer sacrifices during Passover.
因为喺逾越节嘅时候，好多人喺耶路撒冷以外嘅都嚟到要过节要献祭。
They come from far lands.
佢哋从远方而嚟。
You know, to offer sacrifices at the temple.
就是来到圣殿的来到献祭。
And the leaders are taking advantage of that.
但是这些领袖就是在那里要得益。
You know, pilgrims come from all sorts of different places.
这些人是从各处来到。
So they come with different types of money.
他们来到的时候他们带着不同的钱币来到。
You know, but you have to have the right money in order to go into the temple to offer, make offering and to pay for things.
但是如果你要去到圣殿来到献祭或者奉献的时候你就要用一些正确的钱币你才可以这样
做。You had to go to these money changers that were set up over there.
那你就要去到在那里设立了找换银钱的地方。
You know, it's like a big scam.
就是这个好像一个大的骗局。
So if you want to be able to go in, you have to get the money changed from them.
咁如果你要进去殿里边，你就要去呢个找换钱币嘅地方去找换。
And according to the historians, they would mark up the price like 25% to 30%.
根据历史学家咧，佢哋咧会涨价到25%嘅。
And you had to bring an offering as well.
咁你仲要带埋你嘅献祭嘅嘢喎。
So if you're traveling for days walking and you didn't bring an offering.
咁如果你已经要步行好多日先去到，但系又冇带到祭物咧
？You know, in your town, you can buy a dove to offer for 5 cents.
如果喺你自己住嘅地方，你可能用5 cents就可以买到一个献祭嘅白鸽。
But if you didn't have one, you have to come buy it at the temple for $4.
但如果你冇咧，你嚟到圣殿嗰度买咧，你要用$4去买一只白鸽。
Everything was like that. You had to bring oil to offer and salt and all these spices you had to buy.
你要买油盐这些所有的材料，你都要在那里买。
So this became the marketplace to sell all these things to people who come in.
所以这里就好像一个街市那样，人们就在这里做买卖。
You know, and this was a travesty, a perversion.
这个是一个腐败。
It's a desecration of the temple.
这个是玷污了圣殿。
It's a monopoly which controlled by the temple authorities.
这个是圣殿的领袖，他们垄断的去操纵。
They're not blessing the people, they're actually taking advantage of people.
他们不是祝福这些人，其实他们是占这些人的便宜。
That's why it's important. The chief priests and the scribes were very angry and they wanted to destroy Jesus.
所以这些文士和祭司他们很生气，他们想杀害耶稣。
It's affecting their pocketbook.
为什么？ 因为耶稣影响了他们的银包。
And this is probably one of the last straws that will really make them want to kill Jesus.
可能就是因为这件事件，所以他们很决心的要除灭耶稣。
And it took Jesus. God's appointed high priest to drive out and cleanse this temple.
但是神就是藉着耶稣这个祭司来洁净圣殿。Temple
is meant to be a house of prayer for all nations.
因为这个圣殿的原意是让万国祷告的地方。
For their own gain, they turned it to a den of robbers.
但是这些领袖为了自己的益处，使这个地方
Now this is one of the awe-inspiring passages of the Bible.
这个其实就是在圣经里面其中之一段令人敬畏赞叹的一段圣经。
God truly shows His mighty display of power.
神就在这里彰显祂的大能。
He comes in righteous anger.
祂来到是以公义的
You know, if you think about it,
如果你想一下,
he was one man.
他是一个人而已,
and there were so many people in the temple.
有这么多人在圣殿里面,
but they could not stop him.
但是他们不能够静止耶稣,
all these priests, all these authorities would not stop him.
所有这些祭司、文士、这些有权势的人都不可以阻挡耶稣。
Jesus' anger burned, and there's a frightening purity to it.
耶稣的愤怒是圣洁的。
And single-handedly, he restores the place to its original purpose. He is a true high priest of God. Able to cleanse his temple. You know, why did he do this? Because he is holy. Jesus has zeal for this heavenly Father. He's also the high priest that comes and cleanses us. The high priest that brings an offering to cleanse and make us holy. And that sacrifice and that offering is himself. He comes to make us holy. Because he has zeal to make the temple of God holy. He makes you holy. For God's glory.
It
says in Psalm 69:9, For zeal for your house has consumed me. And the approaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me.
在诗篇第69篇的第9章这样讲，因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，并且辱骂你的人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Jesus does not tolerate this and the dishonoring of the glory of God.
耶稣不会忍受对神的不尊敬。
And he warns of that judgment to come.
而他亦都在这里警告，这个审判会来到。
That when we dishonor God,
当我们不尊敬神的时候,
and not honor him as our Lord, our God,
当我们不尊敬神, 睇到神系我哋嘅神，我哋嘅主宰。
Judgment comes.
审判就嚟。
Because Jesus comes to seek worshippers.
耶稣嚟到系要寻找敬拜佢嘅人。
The Bible says worshippers who will worship in spirit and in truth.
圣经亦都讲，一个敬拜神嘅人系以心灵诚实去敬拜。
The question is, are we worshippers that are worshiping in spirit and in truth?
今日对我哋嘅问题就系，我哋系咪以心灵诚实去敬拜神呢
？Is your spirit worshiping God？
你嘅灵系咪敬拜紧神呢
？Is it through the blood of Christ that you come before God？
系咪藉住主耶稣嘅宝血你嚟到神面前
？That you're able to worship in spirit and in truth，
以致你能够以心灵诚实嘅去敬拜。
Finally, God demonstrates His authority as the King sent by God。
最后神耶稣在这里彰显他的权柄，他是神所差来的君王。
In verse 27, Jesus was asked a trick question.
看第27节，耶稣是被问一个很狡猾的问题。
Well, these leaders were hoping that Jesus would condemn himself.
因为这些的祭司长呢，同埋文士都希望耶稣呢会定自己的罪。
Claiming that he's actually of God.
让耶稣喺度宣称佢系从神而嚟。
But Jesus is wise.
但系耶稣系满有智慧嘅。
He answers them with a question of his own.
耶稣就反问一个嘅问题。
You know, sometimes we need to learn to have wisdom too.
话佢有时我哋都要学，我哋要有智慧。
You know, sometimes when we're asked these questions, we need to answer their answer with a question.
当人哋问我哋一个问题嘅时候，可能我哋都应该学下反问。
You know, I notice that smart people do that sometimes.
我知道有智慧嗰啲人咧会咁样做。
I ask a question, they never answer it. They just ask me another question.
我问一个问题，佢哋又唔答，跟住佢又问我另外一个问题啦。
So, verse 27, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him and they said to him,By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question. Answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me.
来到耶路撒冷，耶稣在圣殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来问他说：你藉着什么权柄作这事呢？给你这权柄的是谁呢？耶稣对他们说：我要问你们一句话，你们回答我，我就告诉你们我藉着什么权柄作这事了。
So actually, Jesus' question puts them in a real big bind.
所以其实耶稣咧问呢个问题嘅时候咧，系调翻转啦。
If they answer this question properly, they actually know the answer to Jesus's, you know, the question they asked Jesus.
咁如果佢哋能够答到耶稣呢条问题咧，佢哋就知道耶稣系边一位。
You know, if they replied that if they replied that the baptism of John was from man.
如果他们回答施洗约翰是从人间来的
you know, they know that they would face the uprising and the persecution of the people.
他们就会知道人民不会放过他。
You know, John was regarded as a true prophet of God.
因为约翰他的身份就是神实在的先知。
A true martyr that died for his preaching God's word.
他是一个宣道者，他是为着宣讲神的话语来殉道的。
So they couldn't say that, you know, the baptism was from man.
所以他们不可以说施洗约翰的施洗是从人来的。
But if they replied the baptism was from God,
但如果他们说这个施洗是从神来的话，
why don't they respond to John's ministry then? Why don't they listen to John?
那如果是从神来的时候，为什么他们不听约翰的话呢？
Why are they persecuting the person that John claims to be the Messiah?
为什么他们要逼迫约翰宣称为尼赛亚那一位呢？
It would be inexcusable.
他们是再没借口了。
Because Jesus was recognized as being baptized by John.
因为耶稣也都受了施洗约翰的洗礼。
And to acknowledge that John's baptism was from God.
在这里就是供应了 約翰嘅施洗係從神嚟。
He would actually make a confession that Jesus was the Messiah and the Christ.
喺呢一度亦都去宣告咗耶穌就係呢位彌賽亞。
So what happens?
咁事情點發生咧？
These wonderful theologians, these men who had knowledge of everything.
呢一啲所謂嘅神學家，佢哋係滿有知識嘅。
You know how hard it was to give this response.
佢哋要答呢條問題有幾難呢？
They said pathetically, "We do not know."
佢哋無可奈何之間，
They do not know.
我唔知啊。我哋唔知。
You know how silly these priests and leaders must have looked to all the people.
你諗下呢啲嘅祭司、呢啲嘅文士、呢啲嘅領袖喺人嘅面前，佢哋係幾咁傻咧？
That they would not know.
佢哋話我哋唔知啊。
Now sometimes we plead ignorance too, don't we? Sometimes.
係咪有時我哋都會咁樣？我哋都會話我哋唔知。
We know the exact answer.
其實我哋知道個答案係乜
嘅。You know, we know we did something wrong.
我哋知道我哋做錯事。
We know what's the right thing to do.
我哋知道我哋應該做乜嘢係啱嘅事。
But in our attempt to save face, we say we don't know.
有時我哋想得到得翻個面子，我哋話啊，我哋唔知啊。
So Jesus basically says, then you are incapable of recognizing the source of my authority either.
咁耶穌呢就話，咁你都唔配得知道我憑邊一個嘅權柄嚟。
Question is, how would you answer this question?
個問題係你又會點樣回答呢條問題咧？
Do you see Jesus' authority coming from man?
你去睇耶穌嘅權柄係咪從人嗰度嚟嘅咧？
From the church?
從教會嗰度嚟咧？
Or is it directly from God?
亦或係直接從神而嚟？
Where does God's authority come from?
神嘅權柄又喺邊度嚟咧？
John 2:17
第2章嘅第17節咁樣講。
There's a parallel passage that actually talks about this event also.
其實呢一段亦都係描述緊馬可福音今日我哋讀嗰段。
His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What signs do you show us for doing these things?" Basically, the same question. Jesus answers them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." And the Jews said, "It takes 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body.
他的門徒就想起經上記著說，我為你的殿心裡焦急，如同火燒。因此猶太人問他說，你既做這些事，還顯什麼神蹟給我們看呢？耶穌回答說，你們拆毀這殿，我三日內要再建立起來。猶太人便說，這聖殿是46年才建造成的，你三日內就再建立起來嗎？但耶穌這話是以他的身體為殿。
In 2 days time,
兩日的時間，
from the saying of these words,
在耶穌講完這一段說話的時候，
Jesus will be hung on the cross.
耶稣就即将被钉在十字架上。
He'll hang on the cross to give his life as a ransom for many.
他就要钉在十字架为多人成为一个赎罪的代价。
All these events that we're actually reading about,
我们所读的这些一切所发生的事故,
they happened on a Wednesday,
都是在星期三发生的,
approximately,
大约是星期三。
And Jesus would be the one crucified on Good Friday.
耶稣就是在受苦节的星期五被钉在十字架。
And Jesus would be the one that would rise in the beautiful resurrection Sunday.
而耶稣就会在星期日这个复活的主日来到复活。
It's this Jesus that actually will come and give his life so that we can have life.
就是这位的耶稣来到舍弃他的生命，以致我们能够得着生命。
So that we can have the forgiveness of sins.
以致我们能够罪得赦免。
To receive true righteousness that only can come from God.
让我们能够得到唯有从神而来的公义。
So do you see Jesus?
当你看耶稣的时候，
does his authority come from God?
你有没有看到他的权柄是从神而来呢？
Or does it just come from man?
又或是从人而来呢？
Jesus comes and says, "Receive me, take my yoke upon you."
耶稣话嚟接待我，负我嘅轭。
Trust in me, for my yoke is easy.
信靠我，因为我嘅轭系轻散。
My burden is light.
我嘅担子系轻散嘅，我嘅轭系容易嘅。
Receive him and you will find rest in your for your soul.
你嚟到我这里来，你必得安息。
Are these words of a God?
呢啲系咪神嘅说话咧？
Or are these just words of a man?
因为呢啲系人嘅说话咧。
You know, if you're sitting here contemplating that,
当你喺呢一度去思想嘅时候。
It's a very important question you need to answer.
呢一条系一条好重要嘅问题，你要作出一个回应。
Because your life depends on it.
因为你嘅生命亦都系倚靠着呢一个嘅答案。
And if you are one that actually has received Jesus,
如果你已经接受咗主耶稣嘅
，Is this the God that is alive at work in your heart?
神系咪活生生嘅喺你生命里边动工咧
？You become the temple of God.
你就是神的圣殿。
Jesus is the ultimate temple.
耶稣是最终的圣殿。
But the Spirit lives in each and every believer.
但是圣灵是居在每一个信徒的生命
里面。And he is there to make you holy.
圣灵是要使我们成圣。
Is he at work in your heart?
圣灵是不是在你的生命里面工作呢？
You know, Matthew 12 says, something greater than the temple has come.
马太福音十二章六节话：，但我告诉你们，在这里有一人比圣殿更大。
Jesus is that greater thing.
耶稣就系嗰位比殿更大。
He comes in full authority of the Father.
佢系凭住父神一切嘅权柄而嚟。
As the prophet, priest, and king.
佢就系呢个先知、祭司、君王。
To bring us hope and salvation.
将救恩同盼望带过俾我。
John 10 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have no other sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them along also. And they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd.For this reason, the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。正如父认识我，我也认识父一样。并且我为羊舍命，我另外有羊不是在圈内的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将生命舍去，又再取回来，没有人夺我的生命去，我是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
These are words of Jesus, the Messiah.
呢个就系主耶稣尼赛亚嘅话语。
Do you hear his voice?
你听到佢嘅声音吗
？Do you hear his call?
你有冇听到佢嘅呼召
？Are we humbling ourselves to the authority of Christ?
我哋系咪喺？主耶稣基督的权柄底下谦卑下来。
Are we living as though Jesus is our Lord and Savior?
我们过活的时候有没有承认主耶稣基督是我们的救主我们的主宰
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父我们多谢你的恩典。
For your word is truth.
你的话语是真实的。
For your word is a sword that pierces into our hearts.
你的话语就好似嚟到透过我哋嘅心。
It exposes us, O Lord.
让我哋能够去被坦开。
It shows us truly what's inside.
让我哋知道喺我哋里边实在嘅系乜嘢。
Now our hearts whitewashed tombs.
我哋嘅心系咪就系呢啲装饰咗嘅坟墓
？Are they cups that we clean on the outside, but inwardly they're full of grime and sin？
我们是不是一个杯只是出面省到灵但是里面是污秽的
Father, for you are the one that is able to cleanse us from within.
天父唯独你有这个大能能够使我们里面都得洁净
Father, cleanse our soul.
天父求你洁净我们的灵
Make us holy.
使我哋成圣。
From the inside out.
让我哋系从内至外得着洁净。
That all the fruit and what we show.
而当我哋所表现嘅果子。
Will truly come from the depths of our hearts.
系实在从心里边嚟到结出嚟。
That we will show the fruits of righteousness.
让我哋睇结出公义嘅果子。
Because you are the One at work in our soul.
是因为你在我们的灵来到动工。
Cleanse and make us holy, O Lord.
主求你洁净我们，使我们成圣。
Father, I pray for those who are really questioning your authority.
颠覆我们为着一些对你的权柄有疑惑的人祷告。
Open the eyes of their hearts.
求你打开他们的心眼。
So that they can truly see who you are.
让他们能够清楚看见你是哪一位。
To receive you as that marvelous prophet, priest, and king.
去接受你成为他们奇妙的先知祭司君王。
That comes with full authority.
是凭着一切的权柄来到。
To bring us new life.
将新的生命赐过给我们。
Lord, help them to see you.
天父帮助他们看见你。
And their need for you.
让我们看到他们需要你。
Father, help us as Christians.
主亦都帮助我们是已经是基督徒的。
That we live by truly the power of your Spirit.
我们是凭着圣灵的大能而活。
That you are the one that will bear fruit in our lives.
是你在我们生命里结出果子。
Father, help us to draw close to you.
天父帮助我们靠近你。
We cannot survive without drawing water from your streams.
主要我们如果不是在你的井来到是打水的时候，我们不能够存活。
It's your word that fills us.
是你的话语充满我们。
And your spirit that through the word bears fruit.
是你的话，圣灵藉着你的话语在我们生命结出果子。
Father, give us a heart that will seek after you.
天父给我们有一个去寻觅你的心。
To realize that being a Christian.
让我们知道成为一个基督徒。
Is an intimate relationship.
同你有亲密的关系。
He said you desire to be intimate with us.
因为你的愿意就是让我们同你有一个亲密的关系。
That each and every day.
是每一天。
You delight to see your child.
你喜悦的见到你的孩子。
Open their arms and cry out for help.
每一天的打开的双手向你去求帮助。
Father, help us to cry to you.
帮助我们是向你呼喊。
To pray.
去祈祷,
to lift up our voices to you.
去大声的来到去称你的名,
to realize that you are the loving Father.
让我们认定你就是这个慈爱的天父,
who has promised to hold us.
你是应许过要捉紧我们,
and watch over us and care for us.
去看顾眷顾我们,
through eternity.
一直到永
恒。 We thank you for that hope.
我们感谢你俾我哋有呢个盼望。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
我将一切嘅荣耀颂赞都归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.